Welcome to Thinks Out Loud, internet marketing expertise your business needs. I'm Tim Peter.
Well, hello again, everyone, and welcome back to Thinks Out Loud, your source for all the digital marketing expertise your business needs. My name is Tim Peter. Today is Wednesday, June 15th, 2016, and this is episode 167 of The Big Show. Thank you so much for tuning in. I really do appreciate you listening. It means so much to me. So we've been talking a ton about the future of digital and where things are going and what matters and all this kind of stuff, including leading up to the Mary Meeker report last week and what that meant for your business. And then out of nowhere in the last couple of days, there was a huge news story where Microsoft bought LinkedIn for $26 billion. That's billion with a B, which is, of course, a really, really big number. And if you're like me, I don't know, you're probably sick of people telling you what happened or quote unquote what it means or all that other kind of stuff. And I think you're right to think that. I think that that's, you know, interesting and makes for a great bar conversation, you know, when you're meeting with your agencies, your team or something over cocktails at the end of the day. And people love to pontificate about this stuff, says the guy with the podcast, right? But I don't know that that's useful to you. You know, as a marketing leader, as a business owner, as somebody who's trying to grow your brand and business, I don't think, you know, speculation about where it's going to go or why this matters or yada, yada, yada is all that useful. And instead, I think that there's an essential question that you must ask, that you have to think really closely about anytime something like this happens. And that question is not what's in it for me or why should I care? Instead, it's what can I learn from this? What do I not know now, or what did I not know beforehand that I can learn and apply? It's so much more powerful than what's in it for me or why should I care. An old boss of mine was the one who turned me on to this, and I'll tell you more about that later. But it's much more powerful because you can take action on it right away, no matter what happens with this whole acquisition and what happens there. You know, there's all kinds of things you can learn regardless of what happens. One is clearly the value of content. I know I've talked about this a lot over the last couple of weeks, but this is so important. And especially not just content, but targeted content, personalized content. You know, Microsoft released this whole document that they kind of laid out their entire strategy. And on slide 11, of that deck, which I will link to in the show notes, they really get into detail of how they see this all working. They really see a whole integration between communication, collaboration, social, and productivity. When you can put people in an organization in touch with other people in an organization, or with people outside that organization in your social circles who know the things you need to know to move things forward, that creates lots of opportunities for productivity. And on that slide 11, they list lots of ways it could work, where in Microsoft Cloud, they have collaboration tools and calendar tools and documents and messaging and meetings and contacts and your customers and things along those lines, email, all of that sort of thing. And of course, on LinkedIn's professional network, you have prospects, right? People you'd like to sell to, jobs, recruiting, learning via their lynda.com subsidiary. And so they really think you can bring these two things together to provide more targeted content and to be fair, more targeted advertising. So there's this whole idea of how important this is. Now you add in Cortana and AI and artificial intelligence, as we've talked about the last couple of weeks from Microsoft, reading through all that information and tying those together and finding connections that maybe we didn't know existed before. That's huge. That's really huge to Microsoft. But again, whether or not it's huge to you is irrelevant. What is relevant is the lesson of how important content targeting is, how important access to data is to be able to target that content. So that's really an important lesson and something we can learn right away. One of the things that's really interesting about that is, of course, our people are saying, so Samantha Gordon at Brafton has said that, you know, there's really no value to marketing, while people at Harvard Business Review and Marketing Land kind of offer a contrary point. And I'm going to be clear. I'm kind of on the side with Harvard Business Review and Marketing Land. If you think about what Facebook and Google and Amazon do so well, it is they target. And now with LinkedIn, they've just gotten a whole, Microsoft has just gotten a whole metric crap ton of data to target customers more effectively. So that's pretty telling. And more importantly, from Microsoft's point of view, they thought it was worth at least some share of $26 billion to be able to do that. I mean, even if it's only 10%, they're still saying that's worth almost $3 billion. That's huge, right? So it really does show how important content is. I think that's an incredible lesson that we need to take away from this. Now, the other thing we need to take away from this is that it could go disastrously wrong for Microsoft. You know, as Peter Bright at Ars Technica pointed out, Microsoft kind of sucks at these sorts of acquisitions. They bought Aquantiv and later wrote it off, which was an ad platform, essentially. They bought Nokia, and of course wrote that off. They bought Skype, which is falling behind WhatsApp and Facebook Messenger in a lot of ways as people's preferred way to communicate with one another. They bought Yammer, and they've built it into Office 365, but is it used very often? And this is now the biggest deal in their history. I mean, I kind of feel bad for Satya Nadella if this goes wrong. I mean, it's a troubling thought, right? I mean, wouldn't it suck to spend $26 billion and then have it fail? That'd be awful. Now, I'm not saying it will fail. I want to be really clear. I have no idea if it will fail or not. What I would say is, if it fails, it will fail for two reasons. And one is culture. If the two cultures mesh and work well together, then I think Microsoft and LinkedIn will see a lot of value out of this and have the potential, because of the value of that content, to actually have a whole bunch of success. And if not, then they're in deep, deep trouble. You know, Peter Drucker, the legendary consultant, once said, "Culture eats strategy for breakfast." Culture's really important. You have to get it right. And if they don't, that'll probably lead to it failing. And then separately is they have to execute. I mean, have you ever had a brilliant idea and no matter what you try, it just doesn't seem to work? And then you see somebody else come along and do the same idea and have it succeed perfectly. I mean, it's kind of frustrating, right? That's such a bad feeling. I've been there. God, that's the worst feeling. And I think Satya Nadella, the CEO of Microsoft, he's no dummy. He's a really smart guy. He knows why Microsoft should buy LinkedIn. He knows why customers should want them to be a joint company, but getting two multi-billion dollar companies to come together as one is not easy, right? It's work, you know? It's a really tough thing to do. And so it could go disastrously wrong. But that's okay because you can learn from that too. And again, the lesson is how important culture is and how important execution is. Those play a bigger role in you moving forward and succeeding than having the right strategy or having the coolest ideas or chasing the newest, shiniest thing. A lot of it comes down to, do you have the right culture? Do you have the right execution? Do you have the right people in place to make things work well? And then it's amazing what you can accomplish. You know, I want to leave you with this thought. Years ago, I ran a promotion. I've talked about this before on the podcast. But the company I worked for at the time, we ran this huge promotion. It was designed to celebrate a major milestone for our company and pass on savings and a great deal to our customers around the globe. And on the day we launched the promotion, the day it actually went live, the traffic that we'd managed to build up crushed the website and literally took us offline for a day, the whole day. You know, hey, welcome to our great company. We're going to do this really cool thing for you. And we were gone. We did not exist as far as our customers knew. And frankly, I thought I was going to get fired. I thought they were going to just take me out back and shoot me. And we held a postmortem, a couple weeks afterwards. Once we'd gotten the websites back up and once we'd figured out what, you know, how to actually make the promotion work in a way that we could deliver on our promise to our customers, we had a promotion. We had a postmortem, rather, where we sat down to discuss what had gone wrong and how to avoid doing it in the future. And as we were sitting down at the table to talk about this, one of the people in the organization said, "Ugh, do we really have to keep talking about this?" And the CEO, my boss, said, "Well, we paid the tuition. Let's put the education to work." And for me, that was such a powerful lesson. I mean, maybe something like this has happened to you too. And that's okay. It happens. It doesn't matter how good you are at what you do. It doesn't matter how hard you try. It doesn't matter if you're Satya Nadella and you have this brilliant idea. Sometimes these things don't work out, sometimes for reasons within your control and sometimes for reasons outside your control. But as long as you're putting the education to work, as long as you're learning from whatever comes down the pike, that's the most important thing. No matter what happens, you can learn from it. And that's really what makes "what can I learn from this?" the essential question marketing leaders must ask about Microsoft and LinkedIn. And for that matter, the essential question marketing leaders must ask about every single thing they do. Now, looking at the clock on the wall, we are out of time for this week. I do want to remind you that you can find the show notes for today's episode, as well as an archive of all of our past episodes, by going to timpeter.com/podcast. Again, that's timpeter.com/podcast. And while you're there, you can click on the subscribe link in any of the episodes you find there. You can also subscribe in iTunes or the Google Play Music Store or Stitcher Radio or whatever your favorite podcatcher happens to be just by doing a search for Tim Peter Thinks, Tim Peter Thinks Out Loud, or Plain Old Thinks Out Loud. We should show up in any of those. And if I could ask, once you're there, can you go ahead and provide a rating on iTunes or Google Play or Stitcher Radio for the podcast? It would mean so much to me. I'd really appreciate it. You can also find me and my company on Facebook at facebook.com/TimPeterAssociates. Twitter, using the handle @TCPeter. And of course, you can email me with any comments, questions, concerns, complaints, anything you want to let me know about the show or questions you might have about marketing, digital strategy. Just send an email to podcast@timpeter.com. Again, that is podcast@timpeter.com. With that, I want to say thanks again for tuning in. I hope you have a great week ahead, a terrific weekend, and I'll look forward to speaking with you again here on Thinks Out Loud next week. Until then, take care, everybody.